All right, we're talking about modulation here. There are several things that the student did that was very good in his chord progression. The A section was all tension. It's in the key of F, so it was a 3-4-2-5 progression, and it keeps us on our toes. Tension is really good. But then I said to the student, okay, in the B section, you need to give us a payoff. You need to give the listener a payoff of some resolution of F. So there's a lot of F in the second section. Another nice thing the student did is change the harmonic rhythm in the B section from one chord per bar to one chord per two bars in six out of the eight. No, every single chord gets two. So that was cool. I didn't even tell him to do that. And then C section uses the relative minor of F, D minor. So that was cool. And then the D section is a modulation to a nearby key. Nearby key in this case is the key of C. And we're going to play it together where I'm going to make a melody up. I just realized you... Now we're going to play each section through, and I'm going to make up a melody as we go along. Here we go. Count it off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So, let me hear how you strum it without counting it. Okay, you're actually in 6-8, like it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that's how you would count it.
Okay.
So say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, boom, we're in.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Idea. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this tune, but if A is like your verse, let's say, and B is your chorus, then let's play A, B, A, B, which is more of a typical song form before we go to any kind of bridge.
Okay.
And we're going to combine C and D to be one big bridge. So basically, write this down if you need to, but it's going to be A, B, A, B, C, D, and then B, 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 which is a common song form. We're combining C and D as one big bridge. So like a common song form is verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, chorus, chorus. And that's what we're using. So A, B, A, B, C and D, then B and B.
Okay.
And I'm going to make up a melody as we go along. You're in 6-8. So you're going to count like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, go.
Okay.
Okay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you. on that? Good. So that's just off the cuff. Like, that's no editing, no nothing. And I had to also try and remember, okay, what did I play on the chorus? And just try and... So, you know, but... that's not bad. I didn't like everything. I wouldn't keep everything, but I would definitely keep some of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a couple things to notice, like the different progressions, they make the song unfold effortlessly, mm-hmm. so to speak. Like the melody just follows the chords, and the whole song unfolds. You could have a finished song here, no problem. The other thing to notice is in the second half of the bridge, which is your D section, which I didn't know what to do there melodically, but it fit. Like, it took us somewhere else without getting too crazy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of modulation. Last thing I want to say about this, the modulation, what you just did is called direct modulation. Like, you just go to a different key without any warning, and you come back without any warning. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's a nearby key, so it's you don't need to announce to the listener, we're going to a new key now, because it's pretty direct modulation to a neighboring key is not that adventurous. Mm-hmm. It's only when it goes to a really far away key that the listener's really going to notice something changed. But there's a whole slew of strategies on how to modulate that's not direct modulation, where you have some kind of transitionary phrase to set the listener up for a new key. And we should talk about all that. Where you find that is, I wanted to show you this, in the Modern Harmony Simplified page. It says Music Theory, Modern Harmony Simplified, Section 9C. It says different ways to modulate. Chapter 9 is called Modal Interchange and Modulation. Modulation, it says, to change keys. The most common modulation techniques are pivot chords, which is the same chord found in two keys. So, like, in your example, if you wanted to modulate to the key of C, and you're in the key of F, well, there's some chords that are similar. F is similar, like, it's in both keys. C is in both keys. A minor is in both keys. D minor is in both keys. That's probably pretty much it. So that gives you a ton. So, like, let me just demonstrate a little example. You're going to hopefully listen to this whole thing later. It would be, let's say you have your section in F. Now, I'm going to choose something completely different from your song. I'm not even going to do 6-8. I'm in F. So, that's my section. Now in the second section, I'm going to go. I can tell you with the chords what I did, but the first section was F, B flat, C, B flat, F, B flat, C, and D minor. And then in the second section, I'm like, okay, the D minor, I'm going to focus on that. And so I led that section with D minor, which is the sixth chord of F, but it's also the two chord of C. And so I did D minor to G to F to C, which is a 2-5-4-1 in the key of C. So very subtle, I shifted you into a new key just via that D minor chord, pivot chord. And it didn't sound weird or wrong or anything because I led you smoothly into it. So that's called, unlike the direct modulation that you did earlier, I'm just pointing out the three different most common modulation techniques.
Yeah.
One is called a pivot chord. All right. And then you should try all these, like with that same song you were writing. If we had more time, I'd make you try them right now, but we're running out of time. Next one is a common root, where a, 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 chord changes quality. Quality means whether it's major minor or a seventh or whatever, to fit a new key. Okay, so I'm going to use the same example of going from F to key of C, and I'm going to use a common root change. Here's what I mean by this. Here's my. Pretty smooth getting you in there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All I did was change the G minor to G major, because G minor is the 2 chord of the key of F, but G major is the 5 chord of the key of C. So it set you up beautifully to go to the key of C, no fuss. So again, you should mess around with every single one of these strategies. Any questions on those two, the pivot chord or the common root?
Yeah, I guess.
And then the final. One, the final way of modulating is what we call an auxiliary key, where there's some key that takes us where we want to go, but is not necessarily related to the other two keys. Mm-hmm. I might have to plan this one, but let me think about this. Like, how about this? If I play, I'm still going to go from F to C, but I'm going to use some auxiliary key to get us there. Let me see if I can do this on the fly. A little bit of a transitionary section, which was in D minor, just because D minor is like the relative minor of F, so that was easy to get to from F, but it's also the 2 chord in the key of C.
Oh, so you, instead of going straight into C, you kind of did like a
roundabout. I did a transition, yeah.
Okay.
But it could be anything. It could be like, it doesn't have to be a related key. It could be something unrelated, like, here, let me see if I can do an unrelated key. Let me see. To G minor, and then the 2-5 of the key of G, like G minor, and then I changed to G major because I knew that would take me to C. So okay. It was like G was like a different key altogether, just to write it. It's like writing a transitionary section. Mm-hmm. So that's a ton. I just gave you an absolute ton.
Yeah, a lot
of and you should try every single one. And even with the same song, just as an exercise, presumably you're not too attached to what you wrote here, so which is good. Like if you're not invested in it, then you won't mind messing with it and changing it. And send me some of it, and, you know, and be like, how is this? Here's direct modulation. How is this? Here's my attempt to do transitionary section, whatever, and just mess around.